previous podcast talked about actually what a low maintenance garden is. What do we now need to do, and how do we actually create something that works for us? Well, the aim, as we said, is to reduce the amount of time you spend doing stuff that you don't like doing. A good starting point is to actually jot down those things that you seem to be spending a lot of time doing now. You can see I've put some pictures on the website. It's plantplots.com, What is a Low Maintenance Garden, Part 2. And you'll see I've sort of done red flags. I've got red, orange, green and yellow flags. The red flag elements are those that you need to do, go into the garden every day to do. Orange would be every week, yellow maybe every month, and green is once or twice a year. So you can look at your garden and flag it up and see how much red, orange, green and yellow your garden is producing. The idea, obviously, then, to reduce the amount of maintenance is to have more green and yellow, more just need to do this once a month or need to do this once or twice a year. And by looking at that and actually really sort of labelling and analysing, you can say, okay, I need to get rid of those elements of the garden because I'm having to do those every single day. Then when we're looking at our garden, we've got to sort of see, you know, we've flagged everything up and we think, right, we need to change things now. These things are causing me problems. These are my red flags. These are my everyday jobs. These are my every week jobs. And I want to try and reduce those. So we need to start changing what we have. Now, one of the most time intensive chores in a garden, in any garden, is mowing the grass. So how can we reduce the time and the chore that is creating for us? First thing is, keep the shape of the lawn simple, so there are no fiddly corners to mow around. Reduce the size of the lawn, obviously. If there's less lawn to mow, it's going to take you less time. Don't have really tiny small lawns, you know, especially we see them in front gardens. You've got the path from the car up to the front door and there is a lawn there. Well, why? Why do you need it? You've got to mow it every week. There are lots of other alternatives that we've got plenty of them on, you know, that you can think we actually can get rid of the lawn in its entirety. And lastly, which is probably a slightly different one, if you don't like mowing, if you just actually cut the edges of the lawn regularly, so you just use your shears and go around the edges, if you keep the edges neat, even if the grass is slightly longer, it won't seem to be unkept. Yeah, there's no law that says 1 inch has to be the height that we maintain our grass at. It can be a little bit taller, but if the edges are neat, then the garden will look as if it's well maintained. Right, so we've changed the shape of the lawn so that it's easier and takes less time for us to look after. So now we need to look at the plants and the planting. And unfortunately, this is where you do need to have a little bit of idea about the plants and what they do in your garden. But in terms of what I would suggest, the first thing is, you know, if remember what we're trying to do is reduce the amount of time it's taking you to keep your garden looking nice. Get rid of the plants that you don't like. Get rid of the plants that never seem to stop growing. If it's too big for its boots, if it's too big for the space that it has available, let's just clear it out and start again, because it's always going to create chores for you. Another common problem that actually creates work is that borders are too narrow. What you tend to have is you might have your fence, you've got your border in a straight line down with the lawn, and that's quite a narrow border, and you've got the plants planted sort of in a line one next to each other. Well, the problem that arises is plants grow towards the light, and obviously if you've got a fence one side, then the plants will grow towards the light source, which means that they won't grow vertical because of the shade created by the boundary. They'll grow at 45 degrees, which will mean that the plant will flop over your grass, which means you have to tie it up, which means that the grass underneath doesn't grow very well, and it makes it more difficult to mow around. So if you create a wider border and you plant your plants away from the fence line, the plants will grow more vertically and won't flop over, which will make everything much easier. Then there are other things with plants that I've said, I mean, certainly in terms of planting up to the fence. If I, for example, have a plant and when I buy it and you look at the label on the back, it will say height and spread. Let's just say it says it's going to get to 80 centimetres wide. then plant the plant at least 40 centimetres away from the fence, because it won't just grow one-sided, it wants to grow both ways. So if you plant it that far away, it will grow vertically. I would also, in terms of low maintenance, avoid certain types of plants. Avoid annuals, avoid bedding plants, and also avoid a lot of these highly hybridized, overbred plants that we see in the garden centres. And basically you can tell them, they're the ones with the enormous flowers. Plants don't normally make, in this country, huge flowers. So those have been bred and nurtured by over years and years and years to create bigger flowers, which are not natural. So if the plant is going to produce this enormous great flower, you're going to have to look after it. So it's got all the right nutrients, it's got enough light, it's got enough soil, it's got enough water to grow up and then produce this big flower. And most of the time you're going to have to stake them up as well, because it's making the plants top heavy, so they flop. If you want a lower maintenance planting style, then choose more naturalistic types of plants. Trellis is another thing. Lots of people grow plants up there, up the fences and things, but most people don't plant or don't attach the trellis in a way that's going to reduce their maintenance. Never attach a trellis directly to a fence or a wall, because all that happens is the plants grow up the top of the up the trellis and then fall off the top. Hang the trellis on sturdy brackets away from the fence. Then you can unhook the trellis if you need to get to the fence. But more importantly, the plant can grow two sides of the trellis, and so it will stay on the trellis a little bit better. And finally, a labour-saving device in your garden is not to have pots or containers. Plants never evolved to grow in a pot or a container. By moving the plant out of its natural environment, you are going to automatically have to create more work to help that plant grow. If at all possible, grow plants in the ground. But if you do have pots and containers, then these tips will help minimise the chores that you have. So, first of all, avoid hanging baskets. If you haven't got an automatic watering system, don't have a hanging basket. It just sucks water and you will just be forever looking after it. If you're going to plant plants in pots, use a mixture of perennials and bulbs rather than bedding plants, okay? Because then they'll last for more than one season, they'll still look good in 2 or 3 years' time. Don't use only a multi-purpose compost, because it dries out too easily. You need a mixture of soil and multi-purpose compost, because the plants will thrive better if the soil doesn't keep drying out. And the actual soil itself is heavier, so it'll tend to stop the pot from being blown over quite so much. If you're going to be putting pots in the ground or pots in the garden in very sunny places, mix water retaining granules into the soil as you're planting, because it will just help. Keep the pots in a collection rather than dotted here, there and everywhere, because then you can stand in one place and water, which makes it quicker. And finally, think about the material that you're using for a pot. You know, there are loads of different types and styles of pots out there now, but in a really hot sunny place, some of those pots will actually cook the roots. Now, some of these zinc planters that we see, you know, they look really, really nice and chic and everything else, but they're very thin metal skins. If you put a plant in a pot, the roots will always grow to the edges of the pot. You know, when we see it, when we take them out of the pot, when we come from the garden centre, all the roots are curled around the edges. Now, you imagine if you have a metal pot, all of those roots are curled around the edges of the metal. So in the summertime, those roots just cook. And in the wintertime, those roots just freeze. So the plant is just never going to look good. It's never going to grow well, which means you have to do more work. If you're going to use pots with a thin skin, then you need to insert an insulating layer or an insert into the pot so that the plant's roots can be protected from the heat variations. All of the things I've described and talked about in this little podcast will help you create a garden that minimises the chores. So obviously it's up to you as to what chores you do mind doing and you don't like doing. But if you ask the right questions, then at least you can eliminate things. That's ultimately what designing or creating a garden is. It's just ask the questions, solve the problems, and then eliminate the bits that you don't want. And what you're left with is a garden that will then look after itself, which means that you have more time to enjoy it rather than having to work on it.